It is opening day for the Brooklyn Cyclones, the year 2022. Tonight, the Cyclones open up the season down in Wilmington, Delaware at Daniel S. Frawley Stadium against the Washington Nationals affiliate. Happy Friday night, everybody. It is freaking opening day. My name is Keith Ratt on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. So excited to be here. It is a gorgeous day in Wilmington. It was a very frigid last few days in Brooklyn, New York for a lot of these guys to get used to the weather after spending so much time down in Florida. But today in Wilmington, the skies are smiling upon us right now. 61 degrees late tonight. It'll go down to about 48 degrees, but it really is a picture-perfect day for baseball. So the opener, Junior Santos, one of the top 30 prospects in the Mets organization, will take the baseball against Mitchell Parker, who is a top 30 prospect on the Nationals side. Now, this is a brand-new roster for both teams, but it is a new, fresh start. And really, after what last year was, 2021, the year that COVID affected baseball while we were playing, there's no zip ties in the seats this year. There's no 6 feet apart, this and that. Last year, a lot of people were just kind of happy to be doing this again, and it was an amazing time. But this year, you could really let the shoulders relax and get going for the upcoming season. So we're very excited. A lot of these players, even though they may be back at this level, are extremely pumped to get this thing going. So in the minor leagues, AAA has started. They started earlier in the week, but today is the opener for us at High A, Low A, and of course, Double A, which means Mets prospects, young and old, are getting going tonight. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll chat with one of the newest Mets prospects and current Brooklyn Cyclone, JT Schwartz, ahead of our pregame show. We'll also take a look down on the farm to check out what everybody else is doing. And a lot of those 2021 Cyclones I told you about are up at Binghamton. And have you seen that Rumble Ponies lineup? It is a sight to see. So much more to come on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. My name is Keith Rad, all summer long. Back after this from Wilmington, Delaware. Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5. Adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
It is opening day in Wilmington, Delaware on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. The Cyclones will take on the Blue Rocks, and we chat with JT Schwartz ahead of our 6:35 first pitch. How are those opening day jitters feeling?
Nothing crazy. Everyone's excited. We've been, working out, training for a little while here, so I think everyone's kind of ready to go. But at the end of the day, it's the same game we've been playing for a while, so, we're just ready to go.
A lot of people don't know how long spring training is and how much prep work goes into the season starting. So mentally, physically, are you tired coming into opening day? I know it sounds a little weird.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think the last week has been good for us, taking a little bit lighter, some practice days, getting used to, being up in Brooklyn, obviously, when we get back and all that. But for the most part, I think everyone's feeling good. I'm feeling good. So, yeah, I think we're ready.
Yeah, you're one of the first ones, as far as the 2021 draft class, to experience life about joining a little bit late, going to St. Lucie, and then this year really bursting out as a full-season player. So what are your focuses now, having a couple games under your belt last year coming into this year?
Kind of just taking what I learned over the shorter season, over the summer. It's an adjustment from college, but it's nothing crazy. I think mostly just kind of using the summer as a good learning opportunity and building off that to kind of carry it throughout the whole year.
And then these guys that you're on the team with, how much do you know them? How much fun is it to kind of get to know them as the season starts?
I mean, at this point, know everyone. You know, obviously haven't spent a whole lot of time around a lot of the guys, but it seems like a great group. I think everyone meshes pretty well. I think it's definitely going to be a good group, and I'm excited for us to kind of grow closer throughout the year.
Let's talk about your first couple of days in Brooklyn. You said it was a little bit of a lighter time baseball-wise, but you're able to just soak it in a little bit. Did you get to do anything fun in New York City for the first couple of days?
I know the last time we talked about pizza, we hit up L&B. That was pretty good. So we enjoyed that. Nothing crazy, just kind of explored good food, but nothing crazy.
What were your overall impressions of Coney Island in New York City? Because for the folks listening in, you're a California guy. It's a little more relaxed and laid back. New York City's right up in your face.
Yeah, it's definitely different in that regard. Just high energy, a lot of people everywhere. You know, we got crazy drivers in L.A., but it's kind of a different type of crazy out here from what I've seen. It's just a lot of up-tempo action. I'm sure once the amusement park and all that gets going, it'll be even more so. So
hopefully it gets a little warmer, too, while we're moving along. You're a fourth-round pick from last year, top 30 prospect. The hype, you like it? How do you feel about it? You know, what do you do with it?
I don't really pay attention to it. I think people can kind of think what they want to think, good or bad. You know, I know who I am. At the end of the day, it's not really going to change much about me. I just, you know, it is what it is. People can rank me where they want, not rank me where they want. It's, you know, it's all the same.
Coming into this year after what you just went through in spring training and getting used to a full offseason with the Mets, analytically, game prep-wise, what is that preparation like? What do you take from it, and what are you most excited to use this year from that?
We do get a lot of data if we want it. They don't, you know, force a whole lot on us. You know, we get all the basics that we need before the game, and then anything after that is kind of up to each individual. I try and get as much info as I can without overcomplicating things. I think the more we can kind of dumb down the game and simplify it, the better off we're going to be. But being able to take a lot of that data and use that to our advantage and make the game plan a little bit more simple is definitely helpful.
How fun is it to be in just a different uniform playing against people that are not in the New York Mets organization today?
It's a lot of fun. We're definitely excited to play someone else, and ready to get going.
He's got a big smile on his face. So do the rest of us. We're ready to go for opening day from Daniel Frawley Stadium. We'll have more next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Back at Frawley Stadium, Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. First pitch was supposed to be at 6:35, but it is the minor leagues. They have reared their unfortunate ugly head. The field conditions are a little wacky right now. And first pitch tonight will be played at 7 o'clock. So we get an extra 20 to 30 minutes to hang out with each other before the start of this game and the start of opening day. So apparently
And if you live in the East Coast, you know there was some torrential rain last night, the night before, if you were watching the Met game. Of course, we're not too far from Washington, D.C., but their opener last night, that was delayed due to rain. And a lot of that same system came flowing through here. And so the field got soaked last night, and it has taken a really long time for it to dry. So while it is usable, and if I'm sitting in a seat in Section 2 with you looking at the field, I'd say, I could play in that. You'd say, you could play in that. That's how I feel, but that's not, of course, how some of the brass, I guess, on the national side and the Met side, some of the coaches, more at both first base and third base. When you have folks in button-downs and slacks and belts standing on a field with their hands to their hips, all watching some guy with a rake, you know, we may be in for it for a little while. So that's the current state of affairs ahead of opening day. But it is giving you a chance to kind of go through something new that will be a part of this year, whether you're listening, watching on MILB.TV, or if you're at a Cyclones game in 2022. There are some major rule changes that you will certainly notice, one of which that will probably affect the game more than anything else is the pitch clock. It has been installed in three different places throughout every single minor league stadium, excluding up at AAA. So, in center field, you'll have one. You'll have two clocks behind home plate, and they are pitch clocks. So, basically, 15 seconds or 17 seconds will be put up on the clock. The batter has to have at least a foot in the box with 9 seconds to go. If the batter does not have a foot in the box with 9 seconds left, then a strike will be, you know, put on the batter or awarded to the pitcher, however you want to phrase it. And the pitcher has to come set by the time that clock goes to zero. They don't have to deliver the pitch. They just have to be in the set. So that full stop just before they motion towards the plate. Now that clock, which you'll definitely notice with your eyes, you'll see it, you'll notice the umpire at home plate may start to signal, hey, that's a ball on the batter or a strike on the batter. These weird things you might see them award without anything happening. It's because they're enforcing these new pitch clock rules. And the reason that they're doing that, they tested it out in the Arizona Fall League in this past offseason, and it shortened game times by 21 minutes, which in baseball is a very, very long time, and certainly welcome the change to just speed it up a little bit. Believe me, I've seen this before in other leagues, other plate. It definitely helps keep the pace of the game going, especially for some of those pitchers out there who really love to labor and take their time. So we'll speed them up a little bit with the pitch clock. Second thing you may or may not notice from the seats is that the bases are larger. Now, this is something that you might have seen on social media over the last year or two. It is now taking over in the minor leagues. So the bigger bases were used at AAA, used in the Arizona Fall League. They go from 15 square inches to 18 if you're going, you've already lost me with the math. It's just a bigger base all the way around. You should see them side by side with the old bases. It's pretty crazy. So they're trying to do that to eliminate injuries a little bit more. Guys getting their ankles rolled and things like that. And then, of course, with stolen bases, we got Jalen Palmer on the Brooklyn Cyclones, for example. He wants to steal 30, 35 bags this year. He's got an extra 3 inches from that second base that he can dive into, get there a little bit quickly, and increase the number of stolen bases. So that is rule change number two. By the way, if you're just joining us, our 6:35 first pitch has now been changed to a 7 o'clock first pitch. So that's why we're going through the rules heading into 2022. The third thing that you'll notice is the ban on shifts. Now, I know the shift has been an argument in living rooms, on bar stools, in stadiums for the last few years. I don't know where you stand, if you go this way, if you go that way, but the players can only go one way now this year. There's a ban on shifts. You have to have a minimum of 4 players on the infield with at least 2 infielders on each side of second. Basically, the classic view. If it was a Little League game, you say, hey, kid, run out to short. You go to second. You go to first. You go to third. Where they go is basically what baseball wants. They want them to be in those standard regular positions in those places out on the field. So You can't have the second baseman slide over to the other side of second. You can't have the shortstop. You won't see these three-man walls on the right side, or sometimes they'll bring in an outfielder for a fifth defender in the infield. Can't really do AAA, high A, and low A. So AAA, you can still see the shift, but you will not see it at AA, high A, and low A. And we'll see what happens. They're trying to experiment down here, see if it helps the game, see if putting the ball in play a little bit more, eliminating the shift would help. I'm sure the hitters are going to love it. And I'm sure we're really going to notice a big difference. So those are your three main rule changes coming into 2022, the pitch clock, the larger bases, and the ban on the shift, which you might not even notice unless you're looking for it, because you would started in the last few years to notice, hey, they're shifting this guy. They're going to kind of revert back to the what baseball looked like maybe in 2012 or 2013 before Joe Maddon started to shift and the Astros started to shift and, of course, the rest of the world started to shift. So we'll take another break here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. When we get back, I promise, a Down on the Farm report. Syracuse is playing two today. Binghamton gets going. We'll give you what that lineup looks like. It was very similar to the lineup used by the Brooklyn Cyclones last year. Of course, those talented kids are up at AA. We'll go through all that when we get back. First pitch at 7 o'clock tonight from Frawley Stadium between the Brooklyn Cyclones and Wilmington Blue Rocks. It's all coming up next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
What's more Coney Island than a hot dog? Or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs. Celebrate the dog days of summer with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
This is Matt Rudick, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Still about 25 minutes before game time here at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. Keith Rad with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. If you're just joining us looking for pregame, we're still in pregame, baby. It's supposed to be first pitch time right about now, but there was some issues with the field. And so 7 o'clock is when we were told. In fact, the both managers had kind of ruptured to bring them back in and kind of keep them warm before they got out there and started throwing a little bit too early. So 7 o'clock, our first pitch coming up on the Cyclones Radio Network. Want to make a mention, I did talk about the rule changes in 2022. Failed to mention one thing is that now that the Cyclones are full season, last year we played, think about this, we used to play 76 games. That was the full season. Last year we played a shortened 120 games, so it's certainly a different pill to swallow for a lot of the Brooklyn fans. And this year we'll play 132 games. And life in full season baseball, a little bit different than last year as far as playoffs go and just the season goes. So when you play a full season, you have a kind of a split year. You have the first half and the second half. So in the first half, you'll have two division winners, those guys that make the playoffs, and then you stop halfway through the season and you start again. Records go back to 0-0. Of course, you'll still keep, you know, the full season record and this and that, but you'll basically go reset at the halfway point of the year and start again. And division winners, if they change, you'll add those teams to the playoffs. There are certain tiebreakers in there. If the same team wins the first half, wins the second half, you'll have full season records and this and that. But really, the reason that they do that, you might be kind of scratching your head if you're first ever hearing about this, especially if you're a Cyclones fan. But the nice thing is, and sit next to me with this one, last year the Cyclones finished 48-70, which is not very close to 500. But basically, had they been off to that start where they go, you know, 25-35, 25-45, and you cut that in half and you go, okay, we can start at 0-0, fresh start, fresh season, it makes the second half maybe a little more exciting than kind of mailing it in and saying, well, it's a year for the dogs kind of thing. So it's very interesting that in 2022, Cyclones fans will experience something new. Speaking of new, it is opening day across minor league baseball. Triple-A Syracuse, they've been starting. They started a little bit earlier this week, but Double-A, us at High-A, and Low-A St. Lucie all getting an opportunity to start tonight. Triple-A Syracuse, they have been playing the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, which is the Yankees Triple-A affiliate, which is the team that forever, every time you look at the scoreboard, these two teams are playing. Either Scranton is winning or Syracuse is either Scranton has won or Syracuse is winning, but will lose later in the game. So Scranton is terrific. And in the first game of the doubleheader, heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, final inning in that game, Scranton has a 6-4 lead against Syracuse. That Syracuse roster has a couple of Cyclones on it. Connor Gray from last year, he's the guy that threw that no-hitter through about eight innings or so. He's one of the starters in that rotation. Andrew Mitchell, who's a 2018 Brooklyn Cyclone, he's a step away from the major leagues. He was actually teammates with last night's opening day starter for the Mets, Tylor McGill. So Mitchell and McGill, both Brooklyn Cyclones at the same time. And, of course, McGill did his thing last night. Mitchell just waiting to do his thing this coming season. Eric Orsi from last year, he was drafted in the 2020 draft, pitched really well last year. He went from High A all the way to Triple A, just like Josh Walker did. So Orsi is now a step away from the big leagues. And I tell you what, the Mets have really given Orsi, hey, little wink, hey, this could be the year. It may not take very long to kind of get you up there as well. And then Quinn Brody, Carlos Cortez, some of those players that the Cyclones have had in the past. Nick Meyer is a catcher up with Triple A, former Cyclone. Those guys are a step away from the major leagues. But really, all eyes as far as prospect talent that is has a little bit more of a reputation is the Double-A Binghamton roster. And the reason I say a reputation is Cyclones have some pretty good players, but they have a lot of the new guys, the Schwartzes of the world, the Wyatt Youngs, the Brandon McElwains, those players that maybe have a little bit of time. This is the year where they build that reputation. Just give you an idea of what their lineup looks like tonight. It is a pretty good-looking lineup. They have Jake Mangum leading off. He's a former Brooklyn Cyclone, former 2019 champion. He's leading off. You have the number one prospect, Francisco Alvarez. Should be a household name at this point. He's batting second. Brett Beatty batting third. Ronnie Mauricio batting fourth. And Luke Ritter batting in the five spot. Gets even better from there with Matt Winoker, Hayden Senger batting seventh, so you have both Senger and Alvarez in the same lineup, both top 30 prospects. Jeremy Vasquez and our old buddy Antoine Duplantis hitting ninth for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. So it is a very whopping great lineup for Binghamton this year. And tonight, their opening day starter, another former Brooklyn Cyclone, Jose Buteau. So they're going to get set to take on Hartford, the Yard Goats, in their season opener coming up tonight. They should get going in the next couple of moments. And then there's us. And then you have the babies down in St. Lucie. Tonight, Keyshawn Askew will start. He's one of the young phenom pitchers in this organization that'll go for the St. Lucie Mets. But the Brooklyn Cyclones, a lot of new faces, but a lot of the same players are back in. 17 of the 30 guys on the roster this year are or have been Brooklyn Cyclones at one time or another. You'll recognize names like Garrison Bryant, Dyson Acosta, Jose Mena. These are guys that were champions in 2019. So here's the full roster for the Brooklyn Cyclones, just to get you set for 2022. Pitchers, Dyson Acosta, Garrison Bryant, Jose Chacin, Nolan Klenny, Justin Courtney, David Griffin, Josh Hetchka, Colby Morris, Carlos Ocampo, Hunter Parsons, Oscar Rojas, Evy Ruibal, Junior Santos, Rayson Santos, Sammy Tavares, and Jesus Vargas. The catchers on this Brooklyn Cyclone squad, Nick Gattis is back, Jose Mena and Matt O'Neill. The infield, Jose Pedroza, now a top 30 prospect. He has bolted into that top 30 list. Wilmer Reyes, who has done nothing but hit in his time as a professional. JT Schwartz, Wyatt Young, and Warren Saunders, who is really a terrific player last year with St. Lucie, was first or second in many different offensive categories. He's not in your starting lineup tonight, but Warren Saunders is going to be a really good player for the Cyclones. And then outfielders, Rowdy Jordan, fresh off the draft last year, Brandon McIlwain, Tanner Murphy returns, Jalen Palmer returns, and Joe Swazi is back. And Matt Rudick will make his Brooklyn Cyclones debut coming up tonight and in the 2022 season. And then down at St. Lucie, where they'll get started. Again, I mentioned Askew will get the start against Daytona as they open up their season. They've got a lot of top prospects on that squad as well. And a lot of arms that were drafted last year. Of course, Kumar Rocker was the star of the show, that top first pick that didn't work out for the Mets. And they had to really change their whole draft strategy after that. But they picked up some total arms in that draft last year. Picked up Dominic Hamill, picked up Mike Vasil from Virginia, and Calvin Ziegler, who is now the top draft pick from the 2021 draft. We may see a lot of those guys with the Cyclones in 2022, but Nathan Jones is back for St. Lucie. He pitched with the Cyclones in 2019, actually started the championship game in 2019 against Lowell, then got injured, missed all of 2021, and he's back with St. Lucie. We may see him again. So while Binghamton, if you look top to bottom, they will be the offensive juggernaut, just like Brooklyn was really good offensively last year. But a lot of future Mets pitching is making its way. It's making its way with the Cyclones and a lot with St. Lucie. Leading you all the way up, our extended pregame show, if you will, all the way to first pitch at 7 o'clock. When we get back, we'll have a little bit more from Frawley Stadium, just ahead of opening night between the Cyclones and the Wilmington Blue Rocks.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. There and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColosseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2-for-5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app. Or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
No, that's not good.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com. Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Where there's baseball,
one pitch away from
baseball history, there's drama.
He has thrown a no-hitter.
Where there's baseball,
near the wall,
there's action.
He made a phenomenal catch.
And where there's baseball,
let's go live inside the park.
There's MLB Tonight. On MLB Network.
Oh,
where there's baseball, all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've seen it time and time again.
For some weekend fun, what's better than booze and baseball? This season, the Cyclones partner with the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary Mix for Sunday brunch. Enjoy the best rooftop view in baseball. Breakfast spreads and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, and beer. You'll also head home with a Cyclone souvenir cap. Tickets are $49 with a $35 option for gated drivers. Celebrate your Sunday with boozy brunch at Maimonides Park. Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones. Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
About 10 minutes away from game time from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. My name is Keith Radd on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. I told you our 6:35 first pitch pushed back to 7 o'clock tonight. The grounds crew, some of the boys with the rakes, are still out there at first and third. The good thing is that it looks like both coaches and teams are hanging out in the dugouts right on the tops, just waiting for the time where they get the go-ahead to get out there and get started. I will say that one of the keys for those that work in the baseball world that know, hey, how do we know if this game is going to get started on time or soon, is the starting pitch, anybody starting for Wilmington. So we'll just kind of cross our fingers on opening day that, you know, the fans are in, they're having a good time, they're getting entertained by a juggler right behind home plate who is whipping three colored, wiffled, neon green bats around through his legs, around and back, left and right. I promise I won't do that play-by-play all night. I'd like to do some regular play-by-play if we get to it. But the fans are having a good time. Hopefully you are as well. Leading up to a 7 o'clock, we hope, first pitch. So the Mets tonight, they'll take on Washington. It's kind of coincidental that the Cyclones will see the Wilmington Blue Rocks at the same time. The Parent Clubs are doing battle in their opening series. Max Scherzer taking the baseball tonight. I guess you call it the famous Apple TV game because in a few moments, a lot of folks are going to turn on SNY and go, huh, where do I have to watch this game? I don't even have a smart TV. So that debacle may happen in the next couple of moments as the world continues to move towards streaming channels. Tell you what, I wouldn't mind it, but I can see where some people may get pushed around a little bit. But last night, former Brooklyn Cyclone Tylor McGill made the opening day start for the New York Mets. Of course, that slot opened up. Jacob DeGrom on the shelf for a couple weeks at least to start. Scherzer had a hamstring thing, so they gave him an extra day. But how about Tylor McGill last night? The 2018 Brooklyn Cyclone making it all the way. He did last year. He cracked his way through the big leagues, Double-A, Triple-A, and burst through. He made his debut against the Atlanta Braves last year. But last night, I tell you what, if you were watching, there was a little rain delay to start. But by the time he got going, just if you could tell, McGill was hitting his spots. He's a big guy, a quiet guy, really strong, and he was throwing hard, touching 99, I think, a few times. He wasn't sitting there, but he touched a few times. He was sitting 96, 97. He was phenomenal last night for the Mets as they beat Washington 5-1. McGill, these are old alumni reports that we love to read out. Those famous five innings, scoreless, didn't walk a soul, struck out six, and gave up three hits. And that, of course, huge strikeout against Juan Soto when the game was on the line, allowed the opportunity for some of the other Mets offensively to build onto that lead, add a few more, and take care of Washington. So tonight, it's Max Scherzer against Josiah Gray for Washington, which if you're going to watch the game tonight, I'm sure the old classic way is have the Mets on, but listen to the Cyclones game. That would be the way I would do it if I were if I were sitting at home listening. But Josiah Gray actually was traded for Max Scherzer, which is kind of a cool thing. Of course, Mad Max last year with the Nationals sent over in a huge package deal to L.A., L.A. sent back Josiah Gray and the catcher for the Nationals, Keibert Ruiz, who Starling Marte found out all about last night trying to steal second base. So those were two of the guys that were in that package deal. So pretty cool that, you know, old and new, you've got Max Scherzer against the guy he was traded for in Josiah Gray. So we're going to take another break. It's 6:55. We were told 7 o'clock. And I'm going to try to track somebody down, find out exactly if that is the case. So stick with me on this. I'll put on my journalism hat and see what I can wrangle up from out there. But we should and hopefully will have Brooklyn Cyclones baseball coming up tonight. It's 6:55 in Wilmington. First pitch, TBD. on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Friday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park. Looking for some weekend fun? What's better than booze and baseball? This season, the Cyclones partner with the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary Mix for Sunday brunch. Enjoy the best rooftop view in baseball. Breakfast spreads and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, and beer. You'll also head home with a Cyclone souvenir cap. Tickets are $49 with a $35 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. Celebrate your Sunday with boozy brunch at Maimonides Park. Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones. Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's two for five tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park. What's more Coney Island than a hot dog or a ball game? Or you know what? Why not both? Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday at Maimonides Park. All Cyclones Wednesday home games will offer 2-for-1 hot dogs and discounted kosher dogs with a delicious Coney Island hot dog and Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. That's 2-for-1 hot dogs on Weenie Wednesday. Nothing says history quite like Brooklyn. From Robinson to Koufax, this city has seen some miraculous moments. Now, it's your turn to get in on the action with World Record Wednesday. Every Cyclones Wednesday home game, we write more Brooklyn history by setting a world record. From the most people simultaneously tying their shoes to setting the mark for the largest air drum ensemble, your trip to the ballpark will be legendary. World Record Wednesday, take your place in history.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Keith Ratt back with you at Daniel S. Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware. You're looking at the clock. I am too. It is after 7 o'clock now. We were supposed to start at 6:35. They told us, hey, we're going to start at 7 because there's some field issues. And I guess 7 o'clock was the time that they decided would be their time to have a little powwow with both managers. The umpires are out there right now at first base and the grounds crew. And so you have Mario Lison, who is the manager, the head man for Wilmington. He's out there in his white jersey, kind of kicking, stepping around. Everybody's out there seeing what kind of traction they can get, and a lot of it is because of last night's rain that just kind of sat a little bit. They put the tarp on last night. They took it off this morning, and I guess it just never quite got dry enough. So what I can report to you is that I have no idea if we're going to even play this game, but we're right now in the actual meeting that will tell us that. I don't know if they'll even delay it anymore. I don't know what another 20 minutes is going to do. They should decide yay or nay right now. But you have Rivera out there, Luis Rivera, the manager for the Brooklyn Cyclones, in his Cyclones pullover, hands in his pockets, kind of kicking around some dirt, chatting with both umpires, Adam Clark and Kenneth Culliver. And all the grounds crew there in their pants with the rake and arms crossed going, what do we do? And especially some of the folks in Wilmington, the front office, they don't want to have to make a decision like this. Like, hey, we may not play tonight. But I guess that's on the table now, which is certainly a shame. But right now the teams are in the dugout, so they look like they're ready to go. As far as, you can check out the teams. If they're sent back to the clubhouse or something like that, that'll, of course, give you an indication. But this discussion right now at first base is what's happening. So we're going to take another break. I hate to do this to you more than you hate to hear them, but we're going to take another break. Sponsors are going to love us in this first game, but we're going to take one more break and hopefully have an answer for you when we get back to see if we will play this opening day game at Frawley Stadium. The fans are here. They're ready. They want it to happen. And so do we. So we'll hopefully bring you some Cyclones baseball, but an update in a couple of minutes.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Are you ready to go Oppo Taco? We'll make your way to Coney Island for baseball and some Mexican-style food and fun. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday. East Cyclones Tuesday home game will feature two tacos for $5 and margarita specials. Say adios to your hunger and take in the excitement of Cyclones baseball with a taco. That's 2 for $5 tacos with margarita specials only at Maimonides Park.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch live look-ins to big moments and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Well, you're never going to believe it, but the most minor league thing has happened to us down here in the minor leagues. Tonight's game will not be played at Frawley Stadium in Wilmington. It is a gorgeous night, not a cloud in the sky, no rain. The field conditions have been deemed unplayable, so they have sent everybody back. They're about to make the announcement to the crowd. We don't know when the makeup will be tomorrow, what they're going to do, a doubleheader, what time. We don't know any of that, but we do know this game is not happening. I am absolutely floored right now. I've never seen anything like it, but I guess that would be baseball. Bummer. Just a total bummer right now that this game is not going to be played. It's a shame. I feel sorry for the folks here at Wilmington who are getting all amped up for the opener, but there will be no baseball played tonight. Trainers are dragging bags back to the clubhouse, and we've got to hang our heads and drag ourselves back to the bus. But I guess we'll try again tomorrow. So your update for tonight is that it's not going to happen. So stay tuned to BrooklynCyclones.com. Go to Facebook. Go to our Twitter page. As soon as we know, we'll put it out there. As far as tomorrow's game, we're supposed to play at 6:35. Will we play at 5 and do 2 sevens? We'll have to find that out. So we'll have to wait just one more day. So that'll wrap it up, I guess. Wrap up the 1 hour soapbox I gave you on everything about baseball that I've ever learned in my life. But I do apologize sincerely. If there was something I could do, if I go out there with a rake myself and figure it out, I would do it. But have a good night from Frawley Stadium. And again, updates online about when and what time tomorrow will start. Didn't even give you the lineup for tonight. Didn't even have time to do that because, well, there's no game to be played. So my name is Keith Rad from Frawley Stadium. We'll try to do it again tomorrow night. Have a good night, and we'll see you at the next one.